Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Yeah, hey, thanks for, thank you for joining me. I mean it. I'm so grateful to you, and I just love to pray with you. I mean, I'm passionate about it. It's the highlight of my day because I know that God hears our prayers. I know when so many souls join together in prayer and we invoke the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ, that God, in his great mercy, he delights in that. That's why we have so many miracles being reported every day within the Chapel of Divine Mercy. That's why so many answered prayers are coming in. So I want to pray for you. I do. I want God to work a miracle in your life so you can become an even stronger apostle of Divine Mercy, so your trust can deepen, so you can spread this devotion with others like Matt, who came to learn of the Chapel of Divine Mercy. And it really does change. It changed my spirituality. It helped deepen my faith. It helped me to vanquish fear and anxiety, not to worry about the things that surround me. It's in God's hands, right? Trust is the secret. That's the key to this devotion. I really do believe that. And I want to just a side note before we start praying here. We were talking a lot about the Holy Land because I brought this premium back, right? We have these little, they're actually beautiful palm crosses with an image of the corpus of the Lord on it. And I actually took this cross. And you were specifically prayed for. I took it to a lot of different places. My colleagues also carried these crosses. And Jacob, the gentleman who was running this trip, carried them. But I specifically, you know, we had this group. We went up before the Calvary, and I knelt there and I prayed. I only had a few minutes, right, for a brief time, because there's so many people who want to have a time to see there. And right underneath where Christ was crucified, they have a hole. The church was built right over the rock in which his cross was embedded. And I actually took these crosses and I put them on the very rock there, right? And then I was ushered out and I came around later. I went downstairs, I prayed a chapel to Divine Mercy, and I prayed a sorrowful mystery. And as the crowd left, nobody was up there. I went up myself and I had Calvary. I had this sacred spot to myself. And not even my wife. My wife was down. I went in there and I prayed. And I prayed in particular for all those people who've written to me and said, Drew, take my intention to the Holy Land. And we had printed them out. We had to print them really, really small. We brought them all out. I prayed for them, and I prayed for my spiritual family here during the chapel. And I prayed for you. And I know that God hears my prayers, and I know he will answer yours. So just know you were prayed at the foot of the cross. You were prayed where Christ died in agony. You know, St. Faustina had lots of visions of him, and maybe I'll share some of that coming up after the chapel. But I do want to pray with you now. Just know you were prayed for. And I'm going to continue to pray for you. I ask you to pray for me too and for my family. We could certainly use your prayers. And if you can, when we're done praying, if you can prayerfully consider helping Relevant Radio with a pledge, that would be fantastic. If you can come in a dollar a day, you'll get this olive wood cross made by the Christians and literally touched to Golgotha, a very rock in which Christ's precious blood was soaked. All right, that's yours. Again, online you can do that or calling 877-291-0123. I want to pray. And Maggie, before we kick it off, I know our colleagues too, they kind of have an inside track to the show, which is kind of cool, right? A bonus. Some of our colleagues have sent us some intentions that they want us to pray for as well. But what's coming in? What do you monitor? And what do we need to pray for?
There's one that I wanted to lift up, Drew. I think we had prayed for this gal just recently. There was a bad storm in the Philippines. Anna wrote to us on Twitter and said, Drew, thank you for the answered prayers.
Amen.
I wrote last week to ask for prayers for my sister's farm in the Philippines. Her rice fields were untouched by the typhoon,
wow,
and they were able to harvest.
Oh, my
thank
gosh,
you,
that's
Lord.
Fantastic.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's fantastic. God bless. Thank you, Lord. That's right. Look, God's in control of nature. Now, Faustina would pray the chaplet many times. She prayed for rain. She prayed away storms, you know. God hears prayers. He's in control of everything. Let's pray for you right now, okay? I want to lift up your needs, your intentions. If I can, I'll try to grab an extra call or two. And let's, in particular, let's pray for, what's the name of the tropical storm that's now?
Nicole.
I think tropical storm Nicole is it could manifest in something pretty serious. And the track that they're showing looks like it's going to cover a big swath of our country. So let's ask God to mitigate that, if not alleviate and eradicate it. So, Lord, I put all this in your merciful hands. Pray for anyone in the course of inclement weather or danger right now, those who are dying. I pray for our country, and I beg for mercy on this nation. Forgive us for codifying death in state constitutions. Forgive us for rejecting you. And we just ask for your mercy. You said to St. Faustina, the greater the sinner, the greater the right that they have to your mercy. So don't look at our sinfulness, But Lord, it's so many souls that are here who love you. We pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, our first call today comes from John. He's praying in San Francisco, California. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You know, I'm over 80 years old, and I have cancer. I have bone marrow cancer, and they torture me with calls all the time. People I have nothing to do with, they torture me with calls. And I also have neuropathy, and I want you to pray for me, for my leg. I don't want to lose my leg. I have Baker's cyst. I have swelling. I have neuropathy. I have bad arthritis. And also, I want to pray for my eyes, because I don't want to be in danger of glaucoma, because... They tell me that I have to go back in and have my eyes tested. So please pray for me, okay?
John, I'll tell you what. I'm glad you got through, because I'm going to pray for you personally. But so is your spiritual family here. I know you might feel overwhelmed by the glaucoma and by all the other things that weigh so heavily on you. There's the fear of losing a leg and all the other chronic pain, the neuropathy. I'm going to bring it to the Lord. And I just want you to put your trust in him. Do not give in to the fear, the stress that comes with this. You know, the Lord told St. Faustina, he told her, he says, fear nothing, right? And this goes for you, John. Fear nothing. The Lord says, I am always with you. All right, so bank on that. Know that. That the Lord, he says, all your adversaries will only harm you to the degree I permit them to. So just put your trust in God right now. Know that he's in control. He can certainly heal and alleviate. And if for some reason he wants you to endure, then there's something intended for your salvation. I want to pray for John Schaefer. John, if you're listening, I'm praying for you. And I'm going to pray for all those who mourn and who have lost loved ones. We pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Mary is praying with us in Texas. Mary, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted prayers for my family. I lost my father a year ago, and I was cleaning out some of his stuff 2 days ago, and I found some emails and learned of an affair that he had had.
Oh, man.
And I am just so full of anger right now and hatred. My mother, I did talk to my mother. I was very conflicted on whether to tell her because I didn't know if she knew, and she did.
Yeah.
And God bless her. she never wanted,
you didn't know,
you know, me or my brother to ever find out.
Right. I don't blame her.
And it just, I'm now having to deal with all this, and I just don't understand. I just wish I never knew.
You know, Mary, I'm sorry. I really am. I mean, it's such a bitter pill to have to swallow, because I know we look at our parents through particular, you know, eyes, and to know how human your father was, and the mistake that he made, and the betrayal to the to your mother and the father and to your siblings, it's hard. I'm sorry. Look, I'm going to pray for you. You're not alone. There's a lot of people out there who are experiencing and have experienced exactly what you are. And just ask the Lord right now. Your reaction's quite normal. I mean, I would feel the same way if I discovered that about one of my parents. I mean, it's a natural reaction to be angry and to be disappointed and to be overcome by this. Let's just give these emotions, let's give the hurt especially to our Lord. We'll put it in his merciful heart. And I just think of what the Lord told St. Faustina when he says to her, he says, you know, if souls put themselves completely in my care, you know, I will undertake the task of sanctifying them. And I'll lavish great grace on them, you know. So I just want to put you in the Lord's arms right now in his hand and just ask him to heal that deep heart wound, that soul wound, those memories. I want to ask for your mother. I want to pray for all those suffering today, infidelity, all those marriages and situations where it's going on right now. And Lord, I just ask for new beginnings, and I ask for healing, and I ask especially for the healing of memories and of hearts, especially for Mary, and show your mercy to her in a particular way. And Lord, I just say, that's all I can do. Ask for your mercy. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And Mary, I am sure your father was very ashamed and very disappointed by his own actions. So pray for him. Okay, we'll pray for his soul in particular. But I'm sure it's something he never wanted you to know. And I just want you to know, he loved you very much. Fathers love their daughters. They do. So remember that. Remember his love, you know, not his betrayal. Our next call, before I go to it, let me just go. We'll go to Joanne next in Madera, California. But first, let me go to Maggie. Maggie, what's coming in? What can we pray for?
Drew, Liliana wrote to us, and she said, please pray to help us find a priest for a retreat coming up, because there are people depending on me and my husband putting this retreat on. She says, I also pray for God to provide us with babysitters to stay with my children while this retreat starts. Wow. Thank you, Drew. We love your show.
Great.
This one came as a surprise. This is from Diane. She says, Northeast Africa is experiencing their fourth season of failed rains.
Wow.
Malnutrition abounds as children and elderly are the most vulnerable and affected. She says, Turkana is the hardest affected area, and Kakuma is the village in our African village. She says the conditions are deplorable during this time. Please lift us up. Liam wrote to us and said, I'm praying for a good and holy spouse. This intention is for myself and for my cousin.
All right.
Elizabeth wrote to us and said, prayers for a family conflict to be resolved. And Cheryl is asking for prayers for the soul of her sister, Carol, who passed away at 3:00 this morning.
Wow.
She says, a couple hours prior to her passing, I woke up and felt the need to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet
wow.
and Rosary for her.
That's awesome.
She said, little did I know she would pass away just 3 hours later.
Wow. That's an amazing story. And, you know, that's how God works. That's his grace, you know, at work. I am convinced of that. And I share it over and over again. I mean, for anyone who's lost a loved one, anyone who's done that, maybe you can't be with your loved one as they're dying. The Lord, he promised, you know, to give the same graces to the soul that prays this prayer to the dying, You know, those promises would be the same. He says, at the hour of one's death, I defend as my own glory the soul that will pray the chaplet. And when others say it for the dying person, the pardon is the same. What a blessing. What a blessing for you. So we'll pray for all those that God is calling home today. All those who will die in tragedy and accident. We'll pray for the hour of our own death. And I, you know, the other thing, Maggie, just touched me. We are united. We're not just a network here in a particular state or even a particular country. When we have the continent of Africa, when we have Asia, when we have, Europe and so many other people joining us, supporting us, praying with us, it really shows how universal the church is and how beautiful our faith is. And I'm so proud to call you all family. Elaine in Madera, California, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. I'm grateful for you taking my phone call.
Thank you.
I just wanted you to pray for my husband. He's got Parkinson's, and if that's not enough, he's got major back problems, and he's in so much pain right now. It's so hard to watch someone you love be in that much pain. And I just pray that we can find some relief. We're trying different doctors, and hopefully one of them can help us out. But right now, he's just in so much pain.
Oh, I'm so sorry. How many years have you been married, Elaine?
17.
Oh, wow. What a beautiful testimony to marriage you are. What a witness. Look, let's pray for your husband. And as you were talking about his Parkinson's, we know John Paul II succumbed to that, right? It's how God brought him home. He's a powerful intercessor, just like St. Faustina and Therese, who said they would, you know, only begin their missions after their death. I know John Paul will intercede. So let's ask that you find the right doctors, right treatment. If in God's will there's healing, because I think it was either the beatification miracle or the canonization miracle for John Paul, it came from the healing of a nun who had Parkinson's, right? Same situation as your husband, and she was totally and miraculously cured. So I don't know God's will, but I am going to pray that the Lord either heal completely or allow you to find the mechanism that will bring the relief that you need. And Lord, I just ask you, strengthen this marriage. You give Elaine and all caregivers who are watching their loved ones suffer with ailments the fortitude, the strength, the vigor that they need. And I pray for those who carry crosses of health right now. Health is such a blessing, Lord. Those who are in these debilitating diseases, I ask for your mercy. That's all I can do. You know, Jesus is here to support us. We need to trust him every day, no matter how difficult our circumstance. And this is one of those great tests of life. So, Lord, I just intercede as I pray, Eternal Father. I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Our next call comes from Reno, Nevada. Barbara, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew.
Hey,
I have a Thanksgiving and also I have a prayer request.
Okay.
Okay, so Thanksgiving, I had something horrible on my nose, and I had a biopsy, and I was scared to death, and it came back none cancer, so I do appreciate all the prayers, and thank you.
Amen. That's great.
And also, I would like to pray for my daughter, Patty LaBar. She has cancer on her face, which is just horrible, and if you could do an extra prayer for her, that would be really, really nice. Thank you so much.
No, you got it. Prayers are on the way right now. Barbara, thank you for sharing the good news. And let's bring this other intention to the foot of the cross. And Lord, I give you cancer in its many manifestations, its many forms, many ways that it attacks. So many of your children right now who are listening and praying with me are in this fight. And I do ask, and I'm so grateful for these miraculous healings that happen, where these golf ball size or tennis ball size tumors disappear, where aneurysms vanish and doctors are baffled. None of these happen. We submit all to your will, because we know it's for our good and for our eternal salvation. But in your mercy, again, I come before you holding out a big cup, asking you to fill it, asking for the grace of healing to reach souls who are now crying out for it. And I just bring these souls to you. We pray for your will to be done as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Hey Maggie, will you open Mike Kendall's mic very quickly? Mike, colleague, one of your first employers, Tom. I don't know whether you give his last name, but I know we prayed for them in the past. Just came to mind because they're suffering a loss.
Yes, Tom lost his brother-in-law, Craig, last week to brain tumor. So we'll pray for Kathy and Tom and the whole family. They're going to be having services for him in a few days in Baltimore. So, yeah, that's been an intention on my heart. So I appreciate you.
Yeah, it just came to mind. I want to pray for him. I want to pray for Phil Flynn, one of the contributors to this network as well, that often comes in. Our next call comes from Bernadette in Oakland, California. Bernadette, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm calling because my husband was diagnosed about 12 weeks ago with stage 4 lung cancer. He had fluid in his lungs. They discovered that it had cancer, and he has gone through two chemos, and he did finally get a biopsy, and the biopsy was supposed to be an hour and ended up taking 8 biopsies because they couldn't find cancer cells in the tumors. And so now they're saying, well, they did another PET scan, and he's going to meet with the doctor and find out what the next step is. They're still saying he has cancer. They just don't know where. But if it metastasized to the bone, it obviously had to have started somewhere.
Sure.
So I'm believing this to be a miracle.
Amen.
I will say I have been praying the Divine Mercy Chapel. Sometimes I wake up just automatically and I smile and I look at the watch. It's 3 o'clock hour and I know that God has really helped me. Jesus helped me with this. And also Padre Pio and St. Jude Thaddeus, I have to put them in there as well.
Amen.
I just really believe in God's mercy. And I just ask for prayers this final section.
Let's do it right now, Bernadette. We'll just bring your intention. I want to couple with everyone on hold, everyone who's now praying with me. Lord, read our hearts. In your mercy, hear and answer us. I give you Bernadette in a special way. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help.
Pray for us.
Mother of Mercy.
Pray for us.
Our Lady under all your titles.
Pray for us.
St. Joseph.
Pray for us.
St. Faustina.
Pray for us.
St. John Paul II.
Pray for us.
St. Peregrine, patron of cancer.
Pray for us.
All you angels and saints.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Stay with me when I come back. I've got something I want to share with you. I think you're going to appreciate this, okay? Thanks for praying with me.
877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. There you go. You've prayed with Drew. No day is complete without praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet with Drew every afternoon. But today we have a job to do. Now that we've prayed, now we've got to work. We have to work. We have a pledge drive. We're halfway through the pledge drive. We have a goal of $3 million by the end of the week. We are at $1.3 million right now. We've got a way to go. But today we're going to give you a really, really big incentive to donate at a dollar a day level. Drew, I have a feeling this is going to be a huge afternoon with these special premiums. What we have for you today, and today only at a dollar a day, are these special hand crosses, more accurately crucifixes, since they have the corpus on them. And they've been custom made from olive wood from Bethlehem. These are not available in stores. Not a single one is like the other. Each one is uniquely custom made, and one of them was made for you. If you call now at 877-291-0123 and donate at a dollar a day, tax deductible, we'll take your pledge right now. And Drew, you've traveled with these. Tell us where you went in the Holy Land.
Mike, I'll tell you what. We went to the Sea of Galilee. Mm-hmm. We were at Cana, where the first miracle took place of Christ, the wedding feast. The most important place, and I'll fill everyone in on this maybe in a little bit greater detail, was Calvary, where these beautiful olive wood crosses with the corpus of our Lord on were actually touched to the very place where Christ's blood soaked those rocks. And wow. There's a hole there underneath the Calvary where you can actually put your hand down and touch it. That's where these went.
Yeah, and they were all there with you.
They were there, yeah. We all took amazing. Different times. I didn't carry them the whole time. Other people carried them. But that day I did. When it came to Calvary, I wanted to make sure I was there and I prayed for everybody.
That's fantastic. That's wonderful. I have one myself. I had to make a pledge today at that level. I've got one coming, and you want one too. RelevantRadio.com, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123, or tap the app. You can do it that way as well. Come on, join the family and get one of these crucifixes before they run out. We're more than halfway through all of them, so time is limited. Make that pledge now.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, hey, thanks for joining me. I do want to fill you in on something that I think may benefit you. You know, Mike was talking a few moments ago. We've been talking today. I have about an hour and a half left in my my broadcast day with you, be able to hang out with you. Always catch us in cyberspace. But this premium that I had taken with me to the Holy Land, I want to just tell you just a little bit about it. I want to tie it into something that St. Faustina said, which I think was really interesting. And I don't think we meditate on the passion of the Lord enough. And there's a lot of merit in meditating on the passion of our Lord. St. Faustina had a vision once. It was back in 1933. She would die in 1935. So this is probably 24 months, a little less than that, before God called her home. And she was given what she records in her diary is a striking vision of his mercy, right? And here's what she wrote. She said, "I saw a great light with God the Father in the midst of it. Between this light and the earth, I saw Jesus nailed to the cross and in such a way that God, wanting to look upon the earth, had to look through the wounds, our Lord's wounds. And I understood that God, you know, was extending his blessing." Think about that for a moment. You know, Christ was in Gethsemane, right? He said to his Father, "Take this cup from me, if it's your will. If not, you know, he willingly endured it." This is God's divine plan, the cross, right? We lost our first parents, betrayed us, right? They betrayed God, really, when they took fruit from the tree of life, right? You know what the new tree is? The new tree of life? It's the cross. That's what we have today, the cross. And I was thinking, you know, as I carried this little wooden cross, and Meg, I don't know if that is up, if you've been able to see the picture. I shared a picture of it on social media. You can see this cross I'm talking about. I'm in the radio studio. I'm holding this little cross. And if you go to at Drew Mariani Show, you'll see my Relevant Radio page, and you'll see this image there. I think we should meditate on the cross. We should give God thanks for the cross. And I think if you're suffering, and there's so much suffering I just heard, right? I just heard, you know, these, when you pray the chaplet, you can't come away but having gratitude to God for his mercy, you know, and yet you hear such suffering out there. Even though suffering is not something we desire, it does purify your heart from sin. It does unite you to Jesus. And that is meritorious because it can be united to the cross. It can be offered for the salvation of souls. And this gift we brought back is made by Christians. It's all olive wood, right? It's got a corpus of the Lord. I said to my colleagues, I think it's one of the best premiums we've given away at $1 a day. I mean, it really is it's quality. I mean, it's big, it's decent, fits in the palm of your hand. You could stick it in your pocketbook. You can stick it in your car. You can do lots of things with it. But I just want to recommend you a small little spiritual exercise that will help you grow in holiness. It'll help you to advance, I think, in the spiritual life, and that's meditate on the passion of the Lord. You know, this cross, stick in your car, and you have a little, cup holder, put it there, right? So when you look down, you're reminded of the passion of the Lord. You can offer your suffering up, or you, but even better, can unite that suffering to the cross and make it meritorious. You got a kid that you're praying for? Every time you look at this, you know what I do? I'll share a true story. In my house, in my bedroom, on one of the walls, in my office, in different places, I have Divine Mercy images, right? I just love the image. I believe there are lots of promises associated with it. And every time I see the image in this one room, I always say this prayer of conversion for my children. I always pray for them when I gaze upon it. And I was thinking today as I was driving, because I have this cross with me, and I had it in my car, and I said, what a great gift for you. How often are we in our cars, right? Driving to the store, picking up the kids, going to work, running the errand, whatever it might be. Put this cross that I brought back from the Holy Land that was in Gethsemane, where Christ wept blood, where it was going down the Via Dolorosa, you know, where he was mocked and ridiculed and tortured. It was in Caiaphas's cell. I mean, he was put in this deep, deep cavern where he suffered all night and cried out Psalm 88, right? It was on Golgotha where he shed his precious blood, and it was touched to those holy places amongst a lot of others. Tabor, where he transfigured, right? Cana, where the first public miracle took place. This cross can be yours, and I want you to have it. And if you're praying for marriage, think about it. It was there at Cana, where water turned to wine. You can get it, but they're very limited. I mean, I brought them back. We can only carry so many, and only so many went to these places. I just want to give it to you because you're my spiritual family here. You're my Divine Mercy group. You know, you're my Divine Mercy intercessor. So I just want to put it on your radar. It's 877-291-0123. You can call now. 767 of these have already been called for. 767 of them. So I'm not really, to be honest with you, how many short are left. So if I was you and you want to use this personally, maybe you want to give it to somebody you love, right? Maybe somebody's going through rehab right now. Give them this cross. Maybe they're in prison, right? Maybe give them this cross. I'll tell you what, it's holding in my hand right now. You can stick it in your pocket, put it in your pocketbook. You can put it in your office. You can put it anywhere you want. It's a beautiful, beautiful reminder. You can go online to relevantradio.com. Or you can use the mobile app. You can make that dollar a day pledge and take advantage of what I just think is just an extraordinary, extraordinary premium. And I'll tell you one thing about the cross. It was 1937. So I was wrong. I think Faustina died in 38. So I stand correct. She died in 38. The year before she died, it was March of 1937. She records in diary entry 1037, so you can check back to this later. You know, we talk about the power of the chaplet, right? Let me share with you what she said in this diary entry, because it involves what she did with the cross. And I was struck by this little line. It's often overlooked, but I think it'll resonate with you. She says, this evening, a certain young man was dying, and he was suffering terribly. So for this intention, I began to say the chaplet, which the Lord taught me. And I said it all, but the agony continued. So then I wanted to say the litany of the saints, but suddenly I heard these words. The Lord said to me, say the chaplet. And I understood the soul needed special help, special prayers, and God's great mercy. So I locked myself in my room. I fell prostrate before God, and I begged for mercy for that soul. Then I felt a great majesty of God and his justice, and I trembled with fear, but I didn't stop begging the Lord for mercy for the soul. Now, here's what she did. So she's prostrate. She's praying, right? She's on the floor prostrate, begging God for his mercy. You know what she did next? I was struck by this. People overlooked this. She took the cross that she was wearing, right? She always wore this cross. She took it, she says, off her breast. She says, I took this cross off my breast, this crucifix I had received when I was making my vows. And I took it and I put it on the chest of the dying man. And she said this. She said this to the Lord. This was her prayer. She says, Jesus, look on this soul with the same love which you looked on my Holocaust on the day of my perpetual vows. And by the power and the promises you made to me in respect to the dying and those whom would invoke your mercy, grant this man the grace of a happy death. You know what happened? That man's suffering ceased. And he died peacefully. And her final note in that diary entry was this. She says, oh, how much we should pray for the dying. Let's take advantage of the mercy while there's still time. But I'm thinking, you know, maybe you've got a loved one on hospice right now, right? Why not get this cross that touched Calvary? Why not lay this on that person who is sick, the battle for cancer right now, or who is suffering from neuropathy or lupus or Parkinson's? Why not consider prayerfully getting what I really believe is a sacramental? Patrick Madrid and I talked earlier this morning about relics. Patrick says this is now a second-class relic because it touched to the very place where Christ shed his blood. Faustina knew the power of the sacramental. She could have just said, hey, I prayed for this person. No, she's talked about wearing this cross and laying it on the chest of that man. You know, I could talk to you for an hour about relics and how, you know, handkerchiefs were used. The shadow of Peter would fall on people and how God has brought about healing. I believe we overlook the power of these. I really do. Now, there's nothing more powerful than the sacraments. I don't want people to get wrong. These are not magic rabbit foots. So it's not a talisman of any means. God has given grace, you know, to us through the sacraments. I also believe Satan hates these sacraments. He hates holy water. He hates blessed salt. I think he hates the rosary I carry it in my pocket. I think he hates this. So if you're dealing with spiritual warfare, if there's sickness in your family, if there is division, this is a rare gift. You know, it's not like I can go back and get more of these. These were hand-carved specifically for relevant. They're limited in their number, and they were touched to the place where Christ suffered and he died. In fact, they were also placed on the place of the shroud, where he rose from the dead, and this incredible miracle, you know, this phenomena, I should say, took place where his image was left on that garment known now as a shroud. These are laid in the very slab that Christ was laid on. So they're yours. I'm going to take a short pause. When I come back, Mike Kendall will fill you in a little bit more. But I just look, giving you first opportunity. We are down now. We are down to 782 of these gone. So I'm assuming there's not many left. If you'd like this, you know, for yourself or for somebody you love, 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. Your donation will be is a tax deduction. And I'll tell you what, it'll also help Relevant. It'll help countless other souls come to know God's great mercy. I'll be right back.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across America. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I really appreciate Relevant Radio. You are on all the time in my life. You are the constant accompaniment, and you're the reason that I've been inspired to become a daily communicant, to pray my rosary daily, chaplet of the Divine Mercy. All those things are an outflow of the fact that I'm listening to Relevant Radio all the time. So thank you so much.
Douglas, thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. What a ringing endorsement. And we often tell people, hey, just listen to the impact that Relevant Radio is having. And those last two callers are testaments to the charity of others. You know, in their generosity, they have impacted souls that are now, look, this Douglas is a daily communicant. We look at people who are entering the church now because Relevant Radio is on the air. Well, this work of Relevant Radio is so rare and so unique, and it is transforming the culture. It's transforming lives.
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? Make a tax-deductible donation now on the Relevant Radio website or app.
Day three of the last pledge drive of 2022. This is the last one. We'll be done for the year. We haven't heard from you yet, though, so we're going to keep those phone lines open at 877-291-0123. Mike and Drew, and only a few hundred of these premiums left. In fact, we've had 100 people step already up already this hour alone. So will you be one of them? $1 a day gets you this beautiful hand cross from the Holy Land, custom made for you. we're just waiting to hear from you. We just want to know where we got to send it, right? That's how easy it is. 877-291-0123. Let us know who you are. Make your dollar a day pledge. A dollar a day, Drew, that's nothing, right? That's if you buy a $5 cup of coffee, which is you know, pretty common if you get one of those real big ones.
Your lottery ticket costs you more than
your lottery ticket. You have to spend $2 minimum to get one number.
That's right.
So we're talking about a dollar a day. You get this beautiful hand cross that Drew was sharing with us, and he traveled all throughout the Holy Land. How many times during your trip did you just have to kind of remind yourself, Jesus walked here?
Yeah, it was pretty surreal. I was carrying a lot of the petitions, and my colleagues were with me on the trip too. We all took turns carrying stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought about that when I was on the Sea of Galilee. Christ walked on this water.
Yeah,
he calmed
there.
The seas, right?
Yeah,
where he raised Lazarus from the dead. Calvary, the resurrection. It's a surreal experience.
Well, those were with you. They're here now. I enjoy just holding one in my hand, just knowing where it's been.
It's heavy.
And you'll appreciate that experience as well. Get your hand on one of these, literally, 877-291-0123. Your tax-deductible dollar-a-day pledge is going to help others, too. It keeps us on the air from morning air all the way through the family rosary at night. We do live programming, fresh programming every single day, and it's through your tax-deductible support that we're able to do that.
Yeah, 877-291-0123. If you would like, I'd strongly recommend you get in now. Go to relevantradio.com or use the mobile app. As I said, we only could bring so many of these back. And if you're just joining me, they were with us at so many different holy places. To me, the highlight of it is when I was able to touch them to Calvary, when I was able to go ahead and lay them on the slab where Christ's dead body was, with the tomb where he was placed, and ultimately the place where he rose from the dead. I think this is a powerful sacramental for you, and maybe I'll share a little bit more of that with you when I come back in a moment here, but get in right now, 877-291-0123.
Thank you, Christina in Herndon, Virginia. We're going to send you one of those crosses. Also, Tim in Long Beach, California, your dollar a day earned you one of those crosses as well. Don't lose out on this opportunity. They're not available tomorrow or Friday, so make the call now. Just 16 minutes left in the hour. 877-291-0123.
Family. Singing in the kitchen. Family. Running through the yard. Family. Going on vacation. On a credit card. Family. All in this together. Family.
Loving that, Maggie May. Thank you. It's good to be with you today. We got a lot to talk about coming up. I'll share one final thing. I know you're devotees of divine mercy. And I'll share one other vision with St. Paul. A reason, again, I think we really, this is such a special premium. And I would encourage you to go ahead and get. I would talk to you a little bit more about the cross. I don't know how you are, whether you love and you embrace your cross, or whether you're like, you know what, I can't stand suffering. I'm going to do everything I can to mitigate it. Faustina had a vision one time. And it's very early in her diary. She recorded a vision where she actually saw Jesus. Now, think about just, you know, her very first, one of her very first visions of the Lord was when he came to her beaten and bloodied, right? She was only 18 years old. She was at a dance. And he said to her, "How long must I put up with you? How long will you continue to put me off?" You know, because she always felt called to religious life, right? But she muted that. She had to help her family, and she was raising money for the family, you know, working at a home in town. So she realized, here's the Lord, you know, beaten and scourged and bruised. And so he goes, "What do you want me to do, Lord?" And he told her to enter a convent. She did. And that would begin really this incredible experience, this relationship with her as he would appear to her. But she saw the Lord beyond just being scourged. She saw him nailed to the cross. Now, I can't imagine seeing a human being nailed to a cross. I can't imagine that, let alone our Lord, right? She saw him nailed to the cross, and she said when he had hung on it for a while, she was given this vision where she saw a multitude of souls, and they were all crucified like him. And then she said she saw a second multitude of souls. And then she saw a third, right? And here's the interesting part of it. The second multitude, they weren't nailed to their crosses. They were only holding them firmly in their hands, right? The third wasn't nailed either to their cross, nor were they holding them firmly in their hand. They're kind of dragging their crosses behind them with discontent. And you know what the Lord said to her? He says, do you see these souls? Those who are like me in pain and contempt, they will be like me also in glory. Those who resemble me less in pain and contempt will also bear less resemblance to me in glory. Father Rocky, who is an executive director here, he gave a homily a couple days ago. And he said something really interesting. It struck me. He had said, you know, he thinks in the afterlife, when we die and we have our particular judgment, when we have our review, he says he thinks you're going to stand before a mirror. A mirror. I thought that was kind of weird. And he's just, you know, I guess being somewhat facetious. He says, the Lord's going to say, as this person looks in the mirror, as you look in the mirror, what do you see? And if you look back and say, oh, I see Drew, he's this, he's that, I see Mike, I see Maggie. If you can look in that mirror and you can see Christ, if you resemble Christ, I think you've passed the test. You know, that's what life is all about. So the cross was such a big part of Faustina and her devotion. You know, the Lord showed her the power of it and our call to this. That's why I think when today in particular, as we talk about this special premium that has come back from the Holy Land, this is a reminder. As you are suffering, right? Because we all go through it. Maybe you're struggling financially right now. You don't know how you're going to make the ends meet, right? Maybe it's the troubled marriage. I just heard from a call that broke my heart from a young girl whose father passed away. She's mourning the loss of her father, who she loves, only to find out as she's going through his stuff that there was a letter there and he was not faithful. There was infidelity. He betrayed her mother and betrayed the family. I mean, that's a cross, right? How do you forgive your father? You look at the cross, just as Christ, when he hung on it, said, Lord, forgive them. They know not what they do. We're called to forgive our enemies. We're called to forgive those who hurt us. I want to encourage you. I really do. I think this is such a unique premium. We haven't had premiums like this at Relevant Radio. We have always have different premiums, but this one, it's the real deal. It's solid olive wood. It's got the corpus on it. This is something that as you're struggling, thinking about your father's betrayal, your husband's betrayal, when you're thinking about that person that's sick, you know, when you want to whine and complain and not carry your cross, you take this out of your pocketbook or out of your pocket or off the shelf and you look at it. You hold it in your hand as you're struggling by that bedside of someone who's sick, right? And you look at this. It's a reminder of the suffering and the sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made for you. And you can say, Lord, I'm uniting this suffering and this pain to you. The Lord said to Faustina, he gave her this ability to understand what unimaginable glory awaits the person who resembles the suffering of Jesus here on earth. He says, that person will resemble me in glory. The Heavenly Father will recognize and glorify the soul to the extent he sees in us a resemblance to his son. I mean, think about that. We don't contemplate this that much. I don't either. Normally around Holy Week, I do. But it's a lesson to me just as much as it is, I hope, to you. Faustina understood that the assimilation into Jesus is granted to us while we're here on earth. This is our time to suffer. This is our opportunity to grow in holiness. There's going to be a time when we will no longer be able to suffer. She said in her diary that suffering is the thermometer which measures the love of God in a soul. Look, I encourage you to get this. This will help you in your spiritual journey. It'll aid you. It'll be a support for you in time of difficulty and trial. It'll be an opportunity for you to reflect Christ and to be like Christ. You got to call right now, though, because I only have probably about 7 minutes left in this hour of power. 877-291-0123 is the way to get in, to get your beautiful olive wood cross from the Holy Land made by the persecuted Christians there. The cross that has touched the many sacred places that the Lord walked, talked, healed, and ultimately died and rose from the dead. Online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. Don't let this go by. This is a really unique premium, and I'm telling you, you are going to love it.
You got to get one of these crosses before we run out. We are down to just a few hundred, and we could be through with these before the end of Drew's show today. So don't lose out on this opportunity. Make that call at 877-291-0123. And Drew, I don't know if I mentioned this or not this hour, but when you donate at the dollar a day level, you do get that beautiful, unique, handmade cross. But you also get the The other premium that we've been giving away all week, you'll get the Holy Family doorpost blessing as well. So you get two for one in this deal. This is available only today. Today only. Tomorrow, not available. Friday, we're not offering this. This is a Wednesday premium only. So let's hear from you. Who are you? Where are you calling from? Where are you listening? Tell us what your favorite show is. How can we pray for you? Operators are standing by right now. They'd love to talk to you. Here's the number, 877-291-0123, or log on to relevantradio.com.
Hey, I want to thank Christine in Lakeview Terrace, California, for joining that Dollar a Day Club, and Maribel and Bakersfield, California, Constance in Virginia Beach, and Kurt in Watertown, Wisconsin, and Maureen in Rockville, Maryland, and Stephen in West Sacramento, California, all over. That's just some of the many people saying, wow, I recognize the unique nature of this, and you know, I want it. Maybe give it to that daughter of yours that's in that troubled marriage, right? That person contemplating marriage. What a beautiful wedding gift this would be to somebody, too. Yeah. Lots of great ideas. 877-291-0123. Just 5 minutes left. I'm sorry, 4 minutes left in this hour. Don't let these go by before you have yours.
Your tax-deductible pledge goes to help others, too. And we make a difference in people's lives every day. We heard from Evan in Michigan. He just wanted to reach out and say how thankful he is for Relevant Radio. He told us that he's been a listener for 2 years. And whenever he's in the car, he prays the Memorare with us. He'd never heard of the Memorare. He's learned the prayer through Relevant Radio. He says sometimes he'll arrive to his destination, but he will not get out of his car until the Memorare prayer is finished. He said the first time he prayed it on his own was right before he took his final certification to become a firefighter.
Oh, wow.
And he knew he'd worked really hard for this test, so he offered up a Memorare before he took the test. And he said, I'm happy to find out that I passed. So congratulations, Evan. And thanks for praying those Memorares. We appreciate that. Evan in Michigan. Just one example of how your tax-deductible support makes difference in someone's life. 877-291-0123.
Hey, I'll tell you what. If you're just joining us, you're saying, hey, how they doing? Well, we're more than halfway through our pledge drive. We're listener-supported, and we need your help. That's really why we ask. But this is a great opportunity. I was able to go to the Holy Land. We took your intentions. We prayed for you to all these holy places. And I was able to carry, along with Garen, along with Matt, along with Jacob, to some really incredible places. This cross was in the Holy Land. It was in the upper room where the miracle of the Eucharist was instituted, right? Where that great gift of the Eucharist, I should say, was instituted. Maybe you've got a priest, a parish priest. Give him this as a gift, right? Maybe you're getting married, or maybe you're praying for the spouse. You're saying, Lord, I've been praying for that future spouse. What a great gift. This was at Cana, the very place where our Lord performed that first public miracle, where we remember in a special way marriage. Maybe your marriage is in trouble. You know, you're going through a difficult time. You're not sure what to do. Gaze upon this cross that was there at Cana. It was also at the foot of the cross and in so many other holy places. Got to get them now. They're going quickly. Already we have seen over 200 pledges this hour. It's time to get in at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. Boy, Mike, they're going quickly. I hope everyone gets a chance to get one.
And we know you're busy. Lots of things going on this week. It's the middle of the week, but I promise you, if you donate at relevantradio.com, it takes you like 90 seconds tops to get your pledge in. It really doesn't take long at all. So make that pledge now while there's 2 minutes left in the hour, and we'll add you to the count. We're just about to receive our 200th pledge this hour. We're at 199 now. 877-291-0123. It's been a wonderful hour, and it's so good to work as a community together to keep Relevant Radio on the air coast to coast from Maui to Maine. It's important that we pay those bills. We keep the lights on. We have to play. We have to keep all the transmitter sites heated and air conditioned so that the equipment works. It's very costly. That's why we have that $3 million need, and we need your support now. Give, please, 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com, or tap that app. We want to hear from you now. Join the family. You'll feel really good.